Clinkerdin Art Salon, in collaboration with Edible Bray, present Plants in Concert. Together we have created a horticultural sound art installation. Technology allows you to hear the plant's response to its environment through a webcast accessed by a QR code. This multi-sensory experience enables you to listen to the plants. Plants in Concert is an installation of scavenged plants in well-worn terracotta pots. They sit upon a plywood thrust stage, which is 60 centimetres high and 60 centimetres deep. It has been treated with a method called Shu Sugig Ban, which means it is slightly burnt, then sealed with boiled linseed oil to give it a rustic feel. This thrust stage is shaped like a T. The flooring in front and either side is made up of 2,000 slices of laurel branches, give or take, from Joby Stevens' garden. They are about 2 centimetres deep, ranging from 1 centimetre in width through to 20 centimetres. They're a rough and ready bunch that give a sense of movement, like a ripple through water. Two black plastic garden chairs sit on the wooden flooring facing the stage. The concert has been fenced in, the fence made to look like a musical staff, 40 centimetres high, painted black. A few large silver musical notes are set onto the fence. The backdrop to this spectacle is nearly 2.5 metres high, made from plywood painted black. It has a handwritten quote from a poem painted in silver. Ah, sibling seedlings, lay your head on earth's belly, listen with green ears. At the front of the stage is a window framed in black through which we look into the belly, where the electronics translate the sounds of the plants responding to their environment. Light bounces off the window so we can identify some of the gadgets: a power bank, a tiny synthesizer, a sound card, a MIDI sprout, a Raspberry Pi, and a smartphone connected to each other by leads. A long cable attached to this device has been threaded through a hole so that sensors can be attached to a plant in the garden. This measures the galvanic conductance, like a heart rate monitor. Now we've set the stage, let me introduce the performers, which are 41 edible and medicinal plants, a sea of greens, an array of shapes, sizes, smells and textures. In amongst them, to our far left, a purple foxglove, flowered only last week, towers over a tongue fern that looks as it sounds. Its neighbour, catnip, full of delicate purple tubular flowers. To the front, a small Swiss chard with deep red veins running through it. Nearer centre stage, a burnet plant bolts skyward. Nestled in amongst the growth, centre stage, a delicate borage with a single baby blue star flower. A tall juniper with its evergreen leaves stands in the back row behind it. To our far right, a pussy willow tree shadows the smaller plants beneath it. In amongst them, a yellow marigold. Lastly, but definitely not least, centre stage, our lead singer, the dwarf Fig, aka Little Miss Figgy, sounds out. As the sun shines upon them and breeze moves through them, the plants move to their own rhythm together. Flowing, staccato, stillness. They cast dancing shadows that flicker upon the wooden floor and chairs.